I'm Siobhan Barnes, ex-commercial and corporate real estate professional turned leadership and life coach, supporting high-achieving professionals to step into purpose-led careers without having to sacrifice their soul, sanity, or steady paycheck. I've coached hundreds of professionals to figure out their unique path to create meaningful success that feels as good on the inside as it looks on the outside, using my signature aligned achievement method. In this podcast, I'll share how you can get clarity on your unique path, how to make an impact and step into more purpose in a way that's right and true for you. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome to the Aligned Achiever podcast. I'm your host, Siobhan Barnes. And this week, as we are entering into International Women's Day, I thought that I would talk a little bit about how the topic for International Women's Day this year, which is all around inspiring inclusion, I thought I would talk about how inclusion actually starts with addressing burnout and how we can celebrate International Women's Day with action. So in the past couple of months, I've attended a couple of DEI summits and symposiums here in Hong Kong. They have been inspiring, thought-provoking, interesting, and I have absolutely loved hearing individuals, organizations, academics talking about this topic and the importance of it, not just in the workplace, but in terms of society at large. And I've also obviously loved the Hong Kong slant, seeing as that is where I am coming to you from in the world. Now, going to these symposiums and these summits got me thinking, whilst it's great to be inspired and to have all these ideas and concepts, I thought about, well, how do we actually practically translate these diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives into practical application in the workplace? Because let's be honest, when you go back to your desk and you get back to work, the focus and the emphasis is really on performance, what you're doing, how are the numbers looking, and it can be very much about, you know, the numbers and the bottom line. And of course, a business is about making money. However, I think as we're talking about International Women's Day and as organizations progress, we are also thinking about the role that diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging really plays in fostering greater innovation, in fostering greater retention rates for employees, which thus supports performance, right? So as International Women's Day is upon us this week, I wanted to talk a little bit about the relationship between inclusion and burnout, because if we're to really operationalize DEI, if we're really truly here to support women in the workplace, then we need to address the foundational, fundamental challenge that women are facing, and that is on the topic of burnout. So the IWD website says for this year, when we inspire others to understand and value women's inclusion, we forge a better world. And when women themselves are inspired to be included, there's a sense of belonging, relevance, and empowerment. And I think this is really wonderful. And we can extend this even further towards greater equality and inclusion of all, considering people from different cultures and backgrounds, sexual orientations, neurodiversity, etc. But on the topic of inspiring inclusion for International Women's Day, I wanted to dive a little bit into some of the challenges that stop women from being included and being valued in the workplace, and for themselves, the challenges around being empowered in the workplace to move ahead. So one of the most pressing issues, as I've mentioned, in the workforce today is burnout. It's quite a silent epidemic. And in both of these symposiums and summits that I attended, there was a lot of conversation about mental health. And I think burnout is one of those things that contributes to this lack of mental health because we can be holding so much. And it's a silent epidemic, this burnout, that disproportionately hampers women and hampers any efforts towards true inclusion. So in this week's podcast, we'll be addressing why burnout is not just a matter of personal well-being and mental health, but actually a crucial step towards fostering a more inclusive workplace and society. And specifically, we're going to be diving into three reasons and three areas that I have the intention of getting you thinking, getting you understanding why we need to look at this, because this topic is going to apply to you whether you personally struggle with burnout and have a lot on your plate, whether you are a manager and looking after a team who typically tend to work late hours and long hours, or whether you're in HR or a leadership role that sets policy and looks at employee well-being. So let's dive into the three reasons why we need to look at burnout if we're to inspire inclusion in the workplace. Reason number one is that equality cannot thrive in exhaustion. Burnout disproportionately affects women due to a number of different factors, but typically we can look at things like an unequal division of labor at home, systemic biases in the workplace, and societal expectations of who does what. According to a recent study by Gallup, which I will link to in the show notes, women are 60% more likely than men to report feeling burnt out often or always. When women are pushed to the brink of burnout, it hinders their ability to fully participate and thrive in the workplace. So addressing burnout isn't just about ensuring individual well-being for women. It's about leveling the playing field and creating an environment where women can excel without facing undue physical, emotional, or mental strain. And sometimes these microaggressions or additional things that women have to deal with in the workplace can contribute to burnout. It's not simply just about productivity and time management. It's about all the other things like mental load, the emotional labor that goes on in the workplace. So if employees feel powerless to change their workplace and they are burning out, then they may turn to like working less, quiet quitting, or looking elsewhere to find a little bit more balance that they need to preserve their well-being. Working less or caring less at a job you hate is always an option, but it's not an ideal solution, right? Ideally, I think we all want to be working in places of work where we feel like we're making a contribution, we feel like we're making a difference, we feel like we belong, and that we also get some downtime so that we can rest, rejuvenate, and have a whole life. So women say that work-life balance and personal well-being matter to them. When they say that, it also might be a way of them saying, hey, I want a manager who gets me. So if you want to dive deeper into this, you want to have a look at this data, I will link to the articles in the show notes where you can read more about this. And primarily there are two. There's the Gallup study on gender differences in burnout. And there's also another article that Gallup have on debunking the lazy girl jobs when women really want to work. So all of that will be over at the show notes over at SiobhanBarnes.com/102. Okay, reason number two, why we need to look at burnout if we're to inspire inclusion in the workplace is because diversity without inclusion is incomplete. So many organizations focus on diversity initiatives without giving equal attention to inclusion, but we need to include inclusion. It's important. True inclusion means creating an environment where everyone feels valued, respected, and supported. And that's where people can do their best work. If we are feeling like we don't belong, so much mental energy, so much emotional power is going into the things that take us away from our work. You know, it's unnecessary energy spent on how should I show up here? How do I say this? What should I dress like? How do I show up in this moment? And so it's important to think about how can we foster true inclusion? And if you take this back to fundamental human behavior, we all want to belong. You know, in the past, we were parts of tribes. We want to feel like we belong to the tribe. According to a recent report by McKinsey, companies in the top quartile for gender diversity on executive teams are 25% more likely to have above average profitability than companies in the fourth quartile. So diversity and inclusion, you know, there's a business case for that. The chances of profitability are higher. And addressing burnout is a crucial aspect of fostering the inclusion piece because it recognizes and responds to the unique challenges that women face in the workplace. If we can provide support systems, flexible policies, and promote better work-life balance, and I kind of shudder when I say that term, but what I mean is some work-life integration where people can achieve their goals in their personal lives and work, then organizations can create an environment where women can thrive and contribute meaningfully. So again, I'll pop a link to that McKinsey article over in the show notes at SiobhanBarnes.com/102. The third reason why inclusion matters and why we need to look at burnout is that inclusive cultures drive innovation and success. Research has consistently shown that diverse and inclusive workplaces are more innovative, they're more productive, and more successful. We know that from the data. However, achieving true inclusion requires addressing the root causes of inequality and exclusion, including burnout. When women are empowered to bring their full selves to work, based on who they are, they know they've got the equal opportunities, they don't need to deal with these microaggressions, there's no fear of burnout or exhaustion, then they're better able to contribute their unique perspectives, their ideas, and their talents. According to a study by Deloitte, inclusive teams outperform their peers by 80% in team-based assessments. 80%. Inclusive cultures celebrate diversity. They prioritize well-being and foster a sense of belonging for all employees, regardless of gender. So if we can address burnout, organizations can unlock the full potential of their workforce and drive greater innovation and success. And again, I'll link to that article by Deloitte in the show notes. So some of the reasons why we burn out are due to the systemic challenges that women face in the workplace. And these are some of the things that I cover in my signature program, Bounce Back from Burnout. I ran the foundation round of Bounce Back from Burnout at the end of 2023, and I'm in the process of updating and refining the content for an even better experience to include some of the reasons why women burn out. Not for lack of not having enough drive, not for lack of not having productivity strategies, but for systemic reasons and for also a lack of understanding of how to work with our bodies, which are dealing with an overload of adrenaline and cortisol on a day-to-day basis. So I can't wait to share more with you. So if you're interested in this topic of burnout, and if you'd like to get your name onto the waitlist, you can come on over to the list, which will be at siobhanbarneslearning.com/BBFB-waitlist. Again, pop a link to that in the show notes. But if you really want to take action and you want to go further with this, then get your name onto the waitlist and you'll be the first to know about the program. So that's a wrap for today. Today we spoke about the three reasons why we need to look at burnout if we're really to inspire inclusion in the workplace, which is the theme of International Women's Day this year. Before you go, I would actually love to hear from you. I'd love to hear from you on what your experience of burnout and being a woman is like in the workplace. And for you, what's your number one source of stress or burnout in your life at the moment? You can feel free to hit reply if you are subscribed to our newsletter list, or come and find me on LinkedIn or Instagram and let me know. I would love to hear what's going on for you. And of course, keep that confidential. But with you sharing, I get to create more content that is focused on what you need. And so thank you so much for tuning in and listening to the three important reasons why we need to look at burnout if we're to inspire inclusion in the workplace and actually get this year's theme into action. And as I said before, if you need support to either bounce back from burnout or to be proactive to prevent pending burnout, come on over and put your name over on the waitlist for the upcoming Bounce Back from Burnout program. And I'll be able to share more with you on how you can really empower yourself within the workplace to build that resilience, manage your stress, and be able to show up fully and do your best work so that you can thrive in the work that you're doing. Thank you so much for tuning in. And please remember, you are here for a reason beyond merely hustling, grinding, and merely surviving. You matter.